right, you are listening to 88.9 FM KUCI. My name is Larry, and in the studio right now I have Zoe's Trip. You just heard Davidson Kimball Trio doing Separate Checks, and before that Ella Fitzgerald by request doing Let's Do It, and let's do this interview. What do you guys say about that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Just do it.
And Zoe's Trip is up here right now, and they're promoting a show tonight. At the Anhill Pub. What time is it going to be? Does anyone know?
8 to 10-ish.
At the pub, which is in the Student Center here on the UCI campus. And you're also promoting on Saturday, you're going to be playing at the Gypsy Den in the lab. What time is that going to be?
8:30.
8:30 till, say...
You close it down.
You close it down.
Kick us
out. Okay, so... You want to check those out. The lab is located at Bristol and Baker in Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some guy was looking for the lab from Milwaukee.
Started in San Bernardino.
Okay, so why don't we introduce ourselves?
My name's Tom Plaisance. Play guitar.
Hi.
Evelyn, I sing vocals. Lead vocals and play harp.
This is Connie.
This is me.
And
nobody else's butt.
And I play the guitar.
And the band seems aching to play something right now, so why don't you guys just go ahead and belt one out.
Yeah, we are. We found that out.
Story behind that is about selling out your dreams, giving up finally on those dreams.
talk to the
microphone. Oh, you can't hear.
Selling out your dreams. Don't let it happen.
That's the story.
So you're working on a bunch of new songs, I imagine.
Always
working on some new songs.
Mm-hmm.
And what are these for?
To get them out of the song fountain. There's these songs that are stuck in the fountain, and we go to it periodically, and it bursts into our face, and then we just serve it as it demands.
Is this for the compact disc that may eventually get made?
Oh, the disc.
There you go, the disc.
Back. Yeah.
We also work on a lot of old songs to make them a little better.
Yeah.
What are people's usually reaction to you when they see you play for the first time?
That's hard.
That's a tough one. Did you think up all night on that one?
No.
What did you think when you saw us?
I was just totally amazed. But I had the advantage of hearing you before I actually saw you.
Because
you sent me your demo tape, and then I went and I saw you, and so I kind of cheated.
Actually,
I kind of looked at the back of the book for the answers, so to speak.
Actually, Larry, I've been meaning to ask you, what was it in that photo that prompted you to call us in the very beginning?
The story is that I saw them in a magazine, and it said, Zoe's Trip, formerly known as the Java Tones, is making songs, and they're putting out a demo tape, and they want to play shows. And I said, well, I got a radio show, so I want to have a band up here, so let me call them and find out. Jeez.
What, wasn't that? Oh, okay.
Please.
It's from the 17th century.
Yeah. Tommy showing his juvenileness.
Nobody knows what. Thank God.
Song, please.
Song.
So that my cheese can okay. become a white tone.
I wanted to be sure to get this one
sure.
for my grandfather out. He was recently really ill. And this song really was spurned from something that he'd said on the phone when I was talking to him. And it took a while to come out, but once it was written, we picked up the phone and called him and we played it over the phone for him, and like 3 hours later he died, so it was like he hung on just for that, or else we killed him. I'm not sure which. Every day.
What was that song called?
Flowers Bloomin'. It bounces back and forth. We try and change the songs to keep people guessing.
The names.
Change the names.
Keep people guessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That's for Bumpa.
Grandpa. So how are those blisters coming along, Connie?
Blisters! I still have those little notches in my fingers. All those romances, Larry, just mixed right in there.
The romance with the guitar,
you
mean.
There you go.
And Devlin, you have quite an array of harmonicas here. What decides which harmonica gets played?
Mainly if it's going to work with what they're playing.
Well, do you have, like, are they all the same harmonica?
No. There's, like, B harps and C, A.
Oh.
Yeah, they're different keys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of them, like, occasionally I like to get three or four in my hand because one note on each one will work. If I want different tonal qualities because they're different styles.
Dueling harmonicas.
Yeah. It gets kind of sloppy, though, definitely.
And it's not very sightly to have four harmonicas stuffed in your mouth at one point.
I'm just trying to picture that.
Who knows, they can fit them.
Okay, new song?
Something a little happy?
Happy.
Happy? I still feel the same. This is about those romances that you think are gonna grow cold because they're so intense in the beginning, but they just continue to be that intense for years and years. My grandfolks can attest to that. I mean, they pinch each other. They're like 80 years old and he's like pinching her. Yeah. That's what it's about. Love. One, two, three, four.
I'm want to clap for yourself.
Woo!
This is the sound of two hands clapping.
Woo!
Not very loud. So, what was the origin of Zoe's trip?
Wow. Gosh, we started back in a little theater called Way Off Broadway, and about three and a half years ago, and we met Tommy there, and we were just writing songs in our little apartment, and we got together. We just thought it would be a good thing. It fit. It was a good fit. And we just started playing out and writing, and it was fun.
So Connie and Devlin have always been together, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you
not
know,
always.
Yeah, I mean, Deb actually started a while back. I mean, she did music a while back before she met me. I met her at an acting studio, actually, and we hired her and a friend of hers to do some music for the background for this comedy show. Not that it was funny music, but but it was
well,
good. It was good, and that's where I met her, and then and we started playing together. It was nice.
Were you all born naturally gifted, or did you need to hone your talents?
Well, I don't know. I can't. Tommy, you go.
A lot of honing going on.
A lot of honing.
I think the secret with us, and just like I think anybody who stays with music, is they have to enjoy what they're doing. If you're doing it to please others or for the wrong reasons, you'll end up dropping it or losing touch. But if you enjoy playing just for the sake of playing, you're more likely to stay with it. And that was my story. I always play just because it's fun. And if there's not an audience or a band or somebody buying, I'm still having fun all by myself playing good music. And just I think you really have to enjoy it. And I know these guys enjoy it too, and that's probably the only reason they've stayed with it all this time. Certainly hasn't been for the money.
No, definitely not a money thing. Not a money thing.
We are playing hooky from our day jobs right now, right?
Oh,
we're at lunch.
Ooh,
we're at
lunch. We have a lunch date.
This is the lunch break. Got it. Over at Geotechnical
I'm feeling
Services,
under the
we'll
weather,
try and get
actually.
A little ad in here. Yeah, any of your geotechnical needs. 1-800-524-9111.
We're one with the earth.
I'm actually not feeling at all well today, so. But I thought I'd come in here anyway because it's so important.
Important for what reason? To promote the gig tonight.
Of course.
So that we have a huge...
We want to see a lot of people there tonight.
And there will be.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And I think if people come out and give us a try, I think they'll have a lot of fun.
Even if there's only one person, there'll be a lot of people there.
Yeah. At least, even if there's one person, we'll still be having fun.
Yeah, because there's a pool table.
There's a pool table, and
it's,
serve
it's
good
a
beer.
Pub, isn't it? Yeah, it's a...
We usually don't
Don't they have good
pub.
Imports?
And yeah, and wasn't Zoe's trip going to pick up the first... beer for everyone, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hope we see it, you know? Great.
What the radio audience can't see is that your fingers are crossed.
Yeah,
and
actually,
if fingers are crossed...
I'm over on my meter right now, so if anybody can go and slip some quarters in, save me from a ticket.
Yeah, is the parking enforcement pretty strict?
Very.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we came here.
I'm counting.
We're supporting UCM.
Yeah. We'll be fine with it.
Okay, let's hear a tune.
Okay.
What do you guys feel like?
Because you guys did say that you did sound better when you were just playing as opposed to talking.
Yeah. I'm pretty much better.
Yeah.
I know I'm better when I shut up.
Yeah, our talking CD didn't go over real well.
Spoken word.
Yeah.
Which one?
People?
Beeper.
Water.
No.
You're
right,
because we didn't bring it.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm a Boy Scout.
Hey, Larry, good job.
Look at that.
Look at that. He had water forever.
Glug, glug, glug. Can you hear that? It's like coming o'clock. Glug, glug.
Are you supposed to suck on this?
Okay, okay.
I couldn't get any. I'm serious.
No. Okay. Now, music.
Music now.
Minus one you all should hear. Are you listening? Listen very carefully. the tempest flew, and justice was thrown away, yeah. It didn't last day on a long, long time. Couldn't turn it off, it blew my mind. People, 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 laughing like a dog. Open up your hearts and let your door show, yeah. Show me, show me, show me. And make this world last forever. And I swear it was a war, but we did. People didn't care, but there was hatred in the air. Too many people
supposed.
Gosh, Tommy, I noticed that in all these songs that you don't sing any songs. And you don't lend your voice.
All it takes is one song.
Is this a conscious reason, or are
it's
you?
It's a very well thought out plan. Yes.
Oh, he's lying. He has a great voice.
The truth is, I love to sing, Larry. It just doesn't love me. I used to sing a little bit solely because I'm playing guitar and people couldn't figure out what songs I was playing. So I had to like shove some words out there with a little semblance of melody so they could say, oh, Hotel California, I know that one. So
I keep forgetting radio etiquette. This is KUCI. You are listening to Larry interviewing Zoe's Trip. And tell them where you're playing tonight.
And we're playing at the Ant Hill Pub on the UCI campus here, over in the
Student Center.
Yeah.
The Student
at,
Center.
Eight-ish.
So you could check out. So is there a cover charge, by the way?
I do not believe so. No, there is not.
No cover charge. You get free music. And you guys are buying the first round, too.
It should be sort of a wireless plugged unplugged event.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And you'll have to show up to see what we mean by
that's
that.
That's right.
And on Saturday night, Zoe's Trip will be at the Gypsy Den in the lab in Costa Mesa.
Which serves wonderful food. Great teas and
killer
coffee.
Killer vegetarian lasagna.
Yeah. Oh, I love their food. It's the greatest place.
I know. It is great.
It's like heaven on earth there.
I know. God, I ate there just the last week.
They should treat us to coffee and food next time. And can somebody call information and find out where the lab is or where the Gypsy Den is in case they want to check you out so they don't get lost?
Well, they could actually call the hotline, which is 310-438-5251. And that's the Zoe's Trip hotline. And you can get directions that way.
Okay, we'll
get directions on there right now.
Well, we'll change the message as of this moment.
That'll help us find out where we're playing, but I think it's actually listed. So.
And if you want to find out when they're playing on the radio, don't call the hotline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I did change it one day.
Did you?
Yeah, because I was tired and I was leaving this message and it sounded like I was talking Swahili or something. I'm all, blah, 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 blah. It just sounded so funny. So I just took it off and tried. Because you have to talk really fast. There's only so much tape there.
Yeah.
So
good excuse.
Yeah, it's a tape issue.
Yeah, it's a tape
thing. The tape wouldn't fit it.
Not enough lead time.
That's what it was.
You know,
it was the tape.
Bad.
So what's your favorite Zoe's Trip song to just rock out on and have the most fun with?
Would it be that one?
Well, something like this.
It's dinner mix.
Remember so clearly, but don't recall at all. You talk about it as if I was there. I don't count. It seems to be one of your favorite times. What I'm telling you, it wasn't mine. I wasn't even there. It must have been your ex. Oh, must have been your ex.
Wow. Amazing. Simply amazing. Ooh. And live, they're incredible, folks. I've seen you guys many times, and I can't explain. Can you explain what one might expect? By the way, that was your ex by Zoe's Trip. Who will be playing at the Ann Hill Pub and Grill this evening and the Gypsy Den on Saturday? Okay, now. Please explain.
It's life. It's movement. It's shaking, it's blood flowing through.
But what can someone expect to see? I mean,
like hearing or feeling.
What would impel one sitting at home right now listening to this to go,
Because it's 100 times better live. I mean, I mean, we come off a lot better in person and live and stuff. I mean,
and trust me, the body heat that I'm feeling right now is just an amazing experience.
Do you smell? What do you
Yeah, I personally didn't put any deodorant on today, just for you, Larry.
I think part of it could be, you know, Connie and Devlin both have some acting backgrounds, pretty strong actually, so I think subconsciously they have pretty decent stage presence without really thinking about it, just being natural, and then having fun on top of that, I think the enthusiasm just kind of comes through, and Devlin, you know, happens to look good, I think, as a front person. Some performers kind of stand there.
He's not biased at all.
And then we got Jimi Hendrix right here. Yeah. ripping out the solos.
Who is Mr. Lead Sweat Shredder Game. Man. Yes. Workout with Tommy is what it's going to be called.
Yeah, we're making a workout video out of it, too. Just bop your head the same way I do all the way through for 2.5 hours.
Guaranteed.
And you'll be sweating. It's great. It's great aerobic.
And you guys don't need a drummer because you always have your feet.
Yeah, this is the truth. I have very loud feet.
Learned that from the late Ted Hawkins.
Yeah, very.
The foot going is a good thing.
And other parts of your body, too, if you so feel inclined. Like little weeble wobbles out there.
We're all movers, too. You ever see Eric Clapton? He plays, he does not break a sweat. 2.5 hours, stunning sound, doesn't break a sweat.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing, but there's movers and there's non-movers, and we happen to all like move a little too much, probably.
Hey, play that improvised blues song you guys did that last time, the birthday blues.
Improvised?
Well, it was at the end of the tape, and so I didn't get the full thing. It was the coolest thing on earth, though.
Coming back to work today. My love to you.
to shoot us. Trying to get out of there.
Well, our tape made it.
Woo!
It's all almost right. over, though, so it's going to need to be turned over.
Uh-oh.
Real soon.
You ever request that?
Zoe's Trip. You play. I mean, every song is a request. Come on. Zoe's Trip is in the studio here. This is Larry, and they are playing at the Anthill Pub and Grill this evening. Stop on by. Bring your friends.
Yeah.
Bring your friends' friends. Bring your friends' friends' grandparents. Bring everyone.
Dogs, cats. Them all come out tonight.
Well, Hawk the Wonder Dog will definitely be there.
Hawk the Wonder
there
Dog.
There you go.
Oh, I love Hawk.
Beautiful dog. Hawk is worth coming down to see right there. I love beautiful dogs.
And Gypsy Den on Saturday evening,
8:30 to 10-ish.
On Bristol and Costa Mesa.
There you go. At the Anti-Lab.
South Bristol.
Lab. Right?
Anti-Lab? No.
Oh, no.
No, it's Anti-Salcos Plaza.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's the lab.
That's not an anti-gypsy. Would you like to step inside my world? Would you like to see my life? Would you like to spend every single moment?
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The band is Zoe's Trip, and I'm Larry, and we're promoting their show this evening at the pub at around 8 o'clock till about 8. Tripping over my words.
Yeah, we do that. Those little trippers here running all over your mouth.
What's the songwriting process for the band? I remember last time you told me that Tommy writes all the songs, although Connie, you've been writing some songs too, haven't you?
No, Connie writes them all.
Oh, I mean, Connie writes them all. Tommy, you've been writing some songs, haven't you?
I.E.Y. last thing.
Music.
Music. We write it all. Actually, Deb and I write together, and Tommy writes also, too. I mean, he writes several riffs and stuff like that, too. But
one of the tunes of his is Rock the Boat.
Yeah. And what we do is we just sort of work together. Deb writes a lot of the words, and I've written some, a couple. And it's weird. How do you describe that process? We just sort of sit down and go, okay, song. No, I think it just sort of happens. For me, it does.
It's like this haunting riff that Connie keeps playing over and over again. And eventually the words are screaming so loud at me that I just go over and try to vocalize them. And, you know, it's not like a science to it or anything, I guess.
Sometimes it's very methodical, and those songs are maybe one or two out of the whole set list. But a lot of times it just sort of flows, and then you redefine it.
There's a concept that I've been floating with, and then she comes along with the right riff that they just kind of meet each other and kind of attract each other, and it works.
In other words, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
And then, of course, our other theory.
Osmosis, yeah.
Okay, we steal them all.
Okay, there you go.
All right, there's this band out of South Carolina.
Connie creates almost all the music, and Devlin has a gift of finding melody and words on top of it, and then it kind of fine-tunes, gets a little tighter as it goes, and
Tommy comes
I might
in.
Add a little supplemental rhythm or kind of fill in a little lead between the vocal pauses or whatever. Really, it starts with Connie on the music and Devlin on the melody and lyrics, and just kind of get it a little tighter and tighter and tighter. Never know how to start it, how to end it.
So no, it's always starting and ending are really tough for us. An extension of Grateful Dead type thing.
Besides here, where's the strangest place you've ever played?
This tops them all.
The amphitheater.
Oh, the amphitheater.
In Massachusetts, Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah.
The furthest point on the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
Provincetown. There was this amphitheater that we just kind of pulled into, and people started coming and sitting down. It was this outside, like, Greek amphitheater, and we pulled up and started playing, and a crowd gathered. At least 7 people?
10?
At least.
Okay, but were you like a round peg in a square hole, or a square peg in a round hole?
No, actually, I think the weirdest place we ever played at.
Cafe Concerto wasn't too fun.
Cafe Concerto was not a good thing. I don't know why. But Bourbon Square, I don't know why.
We couldn't, the sound was really crazy.
But I think it was a rock place.
Bourbon Square, that's the place you guys were going to play after last time. Yeah.
Little follow-up on the last
in
visit.
In Ventura or someplace like that. It was
that's the kind of place you go.
For those of you keeping track.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was the kind of place where you sit down and do shots or something. It just wasn't our environment.
We didn't quite mix well with that crowd.
What about the Tiki Bar? That was kind of...
That was a little strange, but
it was pretty good because we opened for Pilgrim Soul, who's a really good band that can they're rock, like acoustic rock, but they could play in a bar. They usually play in bars. It's good for us to open those types of gigs. So that's what saved us is that we were
still
want to
play there.
So we're not trying to trash the Cheeky Bar. No.
Oh, I wasn't referring to that at all. Just the crowd just.
Played in a little tiny coffee house. I forget where it was. My God, it was like Disneyland. We were up against the candy jars, and we were like standing straight up, and it was so tiny, we could barely strum our guitar.
One of those places where they had to remove 2 tables in order to have place for the band.
That was really strange. That was really fun. But
Long
really
Beach Marathon
fun.
Was strange too.
Oh yeah, we played the marathon. Yeah, we played at
wireless.
The marathon. Yeah, wireless.
The marathon, running marathon.
Yeah. Okay. Long Beach.
For the runners going
really?
By.
We violated
either, like,
some
for the runners going by?
Yeah.
To get them to run faster or something? I mean,
it wasn't true. In the last 6 miles of a marathon, you know, that's where we were at. You know, anything to distract you from that.
What'd you play, like Chariots of Fire or something?
Yeah.
Rocky theme.
Yeah.
I was subconscious about playing I Still Feel the Same, because of course they still feel the same. They're still running.
Or maybe Doobie Brothers keeps you running. Keeps you running.
There you go.
Any kind of sound, though, I think, in a...
Like outside.
Yeah.
The police didn't shut us down like they did a couple nights earlier.